弟子兄姊妹合掌、合掌をお願いします。ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。Not becoming lost in my greed, anger, and ignorance, I shall think and act with an open mind, just like the calm and peaceful Buddha. むさぼり、怒り、愚かさに投げされずに、しなやかな心と振る舞いを心がけます。心安らかな仏様のように。
ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、
ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。Good morning, everyone. 皆さん、おはようございます。Thank you all for joining us this morning. We had a little bit of rain, but it seems to be clearing up now. It's wonderful to be here in the warm and dry Hondo. And this week, we're continuing our conversation about these words of my pledge. And we're now talking about this second verse, not becoming lost in my greed, anger, and ignorance. I shall think and act with an open mind, just like the calm and peaceful Buddha. So in this first line, we've talked about greed, we've talked about anger. This week I want to talk a little bit about ignorance. Who knows this word ignorance? It's kind of a big word. What does this mean? Yeah, do you know, Dioma?
Ignoring,
right? It's to ignore something. It's if you ignore something. It also can mean maybe if you're not aware of things. It's like, yeah, like if you're ignoring, or maybe if you don't understand things well. So what do you think the opposite of ignorance would be? Yeah, what do you think, Taya? Love? Yeah, that's right. Love? Yeah, that's right. How about you, Dioma?
Wisdom
is another one we think about. We think about wisdom and love. A wise heart is often a kind heart, and so a wise and loving heart, right? So we think about, when we talk about wisdom and we talk about ignorance in Buddhism, it's a little bit different from being clever or smart or not having knowledge. So when we say that somebody is wise, that doesn't necessarily mean that they know everything, that they've read every book, that they have lots and lots of information in their mind. And if we say someone is ignorant, that doesn't necessarily just mean that they don't know facts or something. Somebody could be very smart, but also do something that is kind of ignorant and misses the deep understanding. And so some of our heroes in the Jodo Shinshu tradition, some of the heroes of the Buddhist tradition, are people who are very wise, but from a normal way of thinking, we might think that they were kind of foolish, that they do things that are different from the way that we maybe normally think every day. And so today I want to talk about somebody who was very wise, but often did things that were kind of surprising to people around him. And his name was Genza. Genza was what's called a myokonin, a wise person who lived in the Dharma, who lived in the Nembutsu. And Genza was a farmer. He lived in a rural part of Japan. He was a very, very hardworking farmer. And every morning, he would go out and he would work in the fields. And then every evening, he would go back home. And his loving wife would wait for him to come home for dinner and to, you know, spend some time with the family. And so one day, Genza was out in the fields, and he had his field that he was working on. And the field next to him, the person who was working on it was a young woman, a young mother. And she had a little baby. And she was out in the fields. And in Japan, this is the way people would often work. I don't know if you've ever seen pictures or seen somebody who carries a little baby on their back in the old times in Japan. Did anybody get carried on their back by their mom when they were growing up once in a while? Yeah, I see a few people nodding their heads, right? They would do ombu, and they would keep working while they were being carried on the back, right? So maybe the mom might be out in the fields, because in Japan, everybody who had a farm would go out and work in the fields. And so she had this little baby on her back. She was out in the fields working away. And it was starting to get dark, and the baby was crying. Why do you think the baby was crying? Why do babies cry? There's only about 3 or 4 reasons why babies cry. Yeah, do you know, Taya, why do you think the baby was crying? It was dark outside, right? Maybe it was dark and the baby was getting scared. Yeah, how about you, Doma? Might have had a poopy diaper. That might have been a problem. Yeah. Any other ideas of why babies cry sometimes? You've got most of them. Yeah, how about here? It was scared of farming tools. That's a possibility too, right? Babies most often cry when they're hungry, right? So this was a hungry baby. And so the Genza saw this, and you know, Genza knew, when he saw a crying baby, he thought, well, when a baby's crying, the first thing you try to do is to feed it, right? And so he said to this mother, he says, hey, why don't you feed your baby? And she said, well, I have to finish this up. It's getting dark. I have to finish weeding my field, or else tomorrow when I come, there'll be even more weeds and we'll have a big problem here in the field. So I really need to get this done today. And Genza said, you know what you need to do? You need to feed your baby. Go home, feed your baby. I will take care of your field. Don't worry about it. I can do it. And so she said, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And she went on home. And so Genza, he finished up his field, and he went and he started weeding his neighbor's field too. And it had, by this time, it had gotten very dark. And his wife was like, where is Genza? It's time for dinner, because she would always wait for him. And she was getting hungry. She said, where is Genza? Why isn't he here yet? She says, oh, let me go see if he's out in the field. So she left the house, she went out into the field, and what did she find? Genza, and where was he?
Asleep.
He wasn't asleep, he was working hard. But was he working in his own field?
No,
he was working in his neighbor's field. You know what his wife said to him? She said, Genza, what are you doing? This isn't our field. Our field is the next one over. Don't you know the difference between our field and this person's field? And Genza said, he says, don't be so narrow-minded, right? This field needs to be weeded too. So I'm just going to finish weeding this field. You can go home and have dinner. And so the wife said, oh, she went back home. And later that night, Genza went home after he'd finished weeding the whole neighbor's field. Then he went home and had his dinner, right? So Genza had a very interesting way of looking at the world. Usually when we look at the world, the Buddha teaches we have three ways of thinking about the world. Either things that we think it's good, either we think it's neutral, it's kind of okay one way or the other, or we think it's bad, right? So how do you decide if something is good for you? What do you think? What makes you think something is good? Yeah? How about you, Cam?
I just take one look at it and say it's good.
You just take one look at it and say it's good, right? How about you, Doma?
To your convenience,
exactly. If something is convenient for me, I think it's good, right? What if something is convenient for somebody else? It's okay. It's okay. That's good for them. What if something is good for someone else, but it's inconvenient for me? What do you think, Taya? Is it a thumbs up or a thumbs down if it's not convenient for me? If it causes problems for me? What do you think? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Thumbs up? Oh, we've got a Buddha in our midst, right? Very nice, kind, compassionate heart. Someone who knows about love and compassion. For me, I'm not nearly as open-minded as you are. For me, if it's convenient for someone else, but it's inconvenient for me, thumbs down, right? And that's the way many people think. They think if it's not good for me, thumbs down, right? But Genza, he didn't think like this. He thought, if it's helpful for somebody, then it must be good. So he had this very broad, open mind, this different way of thinking. Instead of thinking about me, what's good for me, what's good for other people, he just thought about what's going to benefit the most people. He had this broad, open heart, this heart like the kind and compassionate Buddha, right? So Genza, he was so open-minded. He would do things that were very surprising, often to his wife, because she was with him, you know, with him the most. And so she often was the most surprised by Genza. Because one day she told him, another day she sent him out to the field, and she said, Genza, it's almost time for dinner, and tonight we're going to have potatoes, sweet potatoes. Has anybody ever had the Japanese sweet potatoes? the long sweet potatoes. Anybody ever gone to harvest the sweet potatoes? Yeah, you've done that, Vilma? How do you do it? How do you harvest sweet potatoes? That's right. So you get a shovel, you go out into the field, you dig up a potato, you bring it home, and then you keep doing that until you have enough potatoes. So Genza, this is getting dark out. He goes out to his field, and he sees somebody's out there digging sweet potatoes that were not that person's sweet potatoes. They weren't. This was somebody in Genza's garden. It was getting dark, probably thought, nobody's around, I'm really hungry, I'll just grab a couple sweet potatoes. And so Genza finds somebody harvesting sweet potatoes from his own field, right? How would you feel if you came home and there was somebody you didn't know in your kitchen going through your refrigerator eating your food? How would you feel about that? Would it be a thumbs up or a thumbs down? A thumbs down?
An intruder,
right, an intruder, yeah? Yeah, it might be good for them, right? Genza had this kind of broad heart, because you know what he did? He turned around and he went back home. He didn't say anything to this person who was digging sweet potatoes in his own field. And so he went home, and his wife said, "Where are the sweet potatoes?" You know what Genza said? He said, "Oh, it's not our turn to harvest sweet potatoes today," right? How do you think his wife felt about this? Oh, Genza, right? But Genza had this open, broad heart because he probably thought, this person must be very hungry. We've got enough food at home. I'll let them have a turn to harvest from the sweet potatoes, right? So how did Genza get to be so generous, so compassionate, so much like a Buddha? Genza was a person who lived this teaching of the Nembutsu. He always said, Nammandabutsu, Nammandabutsu, Nammandabutsu. And he worked very hard. He worked very hard. He worked in the field, weeding his rice paddy. He harvested sweet potatoes. He would also go up to the mountain to gather firewood. And when he went up to the mountain to gather firewood, he had a special friend that went with him. This friend's name was Den. And in the area of Japan that Genza was from, the word den means ox. And so he had an ox. And you know what he named it? Ox, right? It's like if you had a cat, you named your cat Cat, right? So this was the kind of person Genza was. Very straightforward, very simple. And so he and his pet ox, Mr. Ox, were going up the field, going up to the mountain, and it had just rained, so the firewood was a little bit damp. But he said, well, we'll take it home, we'll dry it out, we'll be able to use it. But if something is wet, how does it feel? Is it light or is it heavy? Heavy, right? It's heavy. So Genza, he would always take 3 bushels of firewood down. He would put 2 on Den the ox, and he would take 1 himself. These big bushels, they weighed about 50 pounds each, right? So they're very heavy. So he gathered up the firewood, he put one load on Den, he put the other load on the other side, he took another load and put it on his shoulder, and he started down the mountain. But it was wet, and it was heavy. And so as he walked, he got more and more tired, and he started to get a stomach cramp. His stomach started to hurt. He could barely walk. It hurt so badly, but it was getting dark, and he knew if he didn't get down the mountain before dark, that he would be stuck, right, on the mountain, because it's not safe to walk down in the darkness. He might get hurt. And so he stopped for a moment, and he thought, what am I going to do? I can't carry this myself. I need to go down the mountain. We need all this firewood. And so what he did was he took that last bushel and he said, I'm sorry, Den. I'm sorry, Mr. Ox, but I need for you to carry this for me. And so he took the last bushel, put it on Den's back. And Den was a big, strong ox, but when he put it on, he went, because it was heavy and he could feel that weight. But you know what Den did next? Started walking down the mountain, and he carried down the mountain. And in that moment, Genza was filled with joy and gratitude, because he said, I have this wonderful companion who carries my burden down the mountain. And then he realized in that moment, this is like the Buddha, because the Buddha, carries me along through life with the wisdom and compassion. You know, Genzo was a normal, everyday person. He wasn't super smart. He wasn't super rich, but he was very grateful. He lived a life of gratitude. And in this moment, he realized that my gratitude carries me along through life, just like Den carries this bushel. And so Genza, when he was trying to carry that load, he was thinking, I have to do this all by myself. There's me and there's this ox, and we each have to do our own separate work. And then when he put that bushel onto the ox, he realized there was no difference between him and the ox. They were working together. And so this is how Genza lived his life. When he saw someone who needed help, he didn't think, that's your field, this is my field. He said, this is something we can do together. Let's work together. Let's help each other out. When he saw someone who was hungry and needed food, he didn't say, hey, that's my field. You go get your own field. He just went back home and made do with what they had in their own kitchen, right? So this is the heart of somebody who lives the Nembutsu teaching. The Nembutsu is to say these words, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, throughout our normal everyday life, our work life, our home life. When we do this, we can become like the Buddha, not carried away by greed, anger, and ignorance, thinking and acting with an open mind, just like the calm and peaceful Buddha. So I'd like to conclude my talk with some words from Shinran Shonin, the founder of our Jodo Shinshu tradition. His portrait hangs here, and it's his teachings that inspired Genza to realize this open-minded, caring, compassionate heart. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho o negai shimasu. The liberating wheel of light is without bound. Each person it touches, it is taught, is freed from attachments to being and non-being. So take refuge in Amida, the enlightenment of non-discrimination. Gedatsu no kōrin kiwa mo nashi, kōsoku kamuranu mono wa mina. Umu o hanaru to nobetama o, byōdō gaku ni kimyō seo. Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.